know, a good example of Hebrews 13, 5, and 6, where it says he will never leave me or forsake me, is that of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They made a decision that they would not bow to Nebuchadnezzar, God, and his golden image. They believed that God would never leave them or forsake them. We can have that same belief. We can have that same belief that God will never leave us or forsake us. I mean, Nebuchadnezzar gave them boys a second chance to bow. They still said they wouldn't bow. And when he put them in there, he bound them up. They didn't go in there standing, you know, straight up. He bound their feet and hands. Somebody had to untie them both. Somebody had to untie them both. They believed that God would deliver them. They believed in the word of God. They believed in the Almighty God. I tell you, in this day and time, there's so many things to bind us up. So many things. We are so focused on so many things. So many things got our attention. These tablets, iPads, and all this stuff, that stuff got us really focused. It got us bound up and tied up. But the word of God, but the power that's in the word of God are loosest. If we let it, if we let God's word be real in our life, it will unloose us. We was at my mother's for Mother's Day. And we had some cousins that come in that I don't think they had ever been there before. And one of my cousins was asking questions. This young lady was sitting on the couch on her phone. So my cousin was asking, well, Lucy, is this our cousin too? And we were just talking all around the young lady, saying who she belongs to, what family she in, and all that. The child never looked up. It was just like we weren't even there. She never flinched. I mean, we discussing her. I'm standing right over her head, and she never looked up. That's too focused. I don't know what she was looking at on that phone, but I tell you what, if it was not the word of God, it was no power in it. It was no kind of power in whatever she was looking at. Those gods that Nebuchadnezzar had, those was man-made God. And the Hebrew boys knew that there was no power in a man-made God. These things that got us so focused, that got all our attention, that got us can't even hardly look up to see where we're going. That's too focused. And ain't no power in those things. It's no power in those things. Those things are not going to come when you call them. In a midnight hour, a broken heart, even a headache, those things are not going to come when you call them. The three Hebrew boys knew in whom they believed. They was not going to serve Nebuchadnezzar, man-made God. Because they knew that they would not answer. They was not able to answer. They was not able to quench that fire. It's power in the word of God. And we should all be grateful for the power that's in the word of God. Psalms 139 tells us there is nowhere we can go from his presence. If we ascend into the heaven, O Lord, thou art there. If we make our bed in hell, oh, Lord, you are there. So there is nowhere we can go from the presence of God. Power in the word of God. Power in the word of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to just talk a few minutes from Psalms 100. And we've been getting the same thing over and over. Pastor John been teaching good word. Miss Jones preached on this not long ago, a good word. And here I come tonight again with a good word, Psalms number 100. I mean, he is worthy. God is so worthy. And when you know, when I don't acknowledge the word of God, when I don't let God's word be what it needs to be in my life, I'm upset. I'm uptight. Things not going right for me, for my personal life. You know, you got to have self-control. I can't control you, but I need to be able to control myself. I need to be able to control my emotion. And if I don't let the word of God be real in my life with so many things coming up and in this day and time, I'm out of control. My neck hurting, my head hurting, and just so many things. But I tell you what, when I apply this word, when I apply the word of God, I got total victory. And I can stand in adversity. Because I tell you, adversity will come. They will come. And they'll come when you least expect it. But it's power in the word of God. Psalm number 100. I had my page, but I tell you, them little kids I got now, woo-wee, they are blessings from the Lord.